a popular Outkast production.
All right, after much technical difficulties there, I think we finally got this under control.
Yay.
Hooray! So, episode 21.
Girls on Girls.
Woo! We are unfortunately short one-third... Oh, shit. Almost broke my glass. One-third of the podcast tonight. Ashley had a family emergency and is not going to be with us. So...
Boo.
Yeah. So here's to Mrs. Dyer. We hope you're feeling better by the time you're hearing this.
Yes. And unfortunately, we don't have a topic now either because...
Yeah.
We're going to wait till Ashley's here.
To do the things she wanted to talk about. So, yeah, I don't know.
You're going to get stuck listening to us talk about stuff.
Stuff and things. And this will probably just be a terrible episode. Just turn it off right now.
You don't want to listen, so just stop.
Seriously. I'm sitting here. There was no cold Pepsi in the studio fridge. So I'm drinking the Kraken Black Spiced Rum with A&W Root Beer. It's actually pretty good. Like, the spiciness of the root beer plus the spiciness of the rum works well.
Sounds good.
Got this because I like the label. The awesome little
That is
octopus.
A pretty cool label.
Yeah. Keep the bottle when it's all done, too.
Yep. I'm drinking water today. No boozy for me.
Well, I've been not drinking the last few podcasts because I keep forgetting that I don't have to bring, like, beer. I have a liquor cabinet at home that I can pillage.
Yep.
Oh. So yeah, sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, what have you been doing for the last couple weeks?
Oh, God. All right. Since we last recorded, what the hell have I done? Oh, I did a long recording session with the Popular Outcasts. That was fun.
Popular Outcasts or the Popular Outcasts Gaming?
Both, actually. Okay. Yeah, I was on the gaming episode that I believe released Tuesday the 16th? Was that the day? I have no idea. What is today?
Today's the 20th.
So, okay, today is the 20th, 19th, 18th, 15th, maybe?
So it was last week.
Yeah, last Tuesday, whatever the last episode of this that aired, I think they come out on the same day. Yeah, once a month gaming podcast, we talked about GTA 5 and the new Pokemon game that has come out, and I play far too much of. It's disgusting.
I want to hear about it because I'm interested.
Have you ever played Pokemon before?
I only have ever played Pokemon Snap.
Okay. Basic premise is you're a nothing kid. You start out in a small town. You meet some professor of Pokemon, and he gives you your starter Pokemon, which you use to go out and catch more Pokemon. And the object of the game is to catch as many Pokemon as you can. You're not going to be able to catch them all because not all of them are in every single game or every version. Like, the ones that are out now are Pokemon X and Pokemon Y. There are certain, we'll just call them characters, that are exclusive to each one. Like, Jeff's playing Y, I'm playing X. Like, I can catch ones that he can, he can catch ones that I can't.
Okay.
But you can trade with other people.
Oh.
And then you level up your Pokemon through battles with other trainers, catching Pokemon in the wild, and gym battles. And there's 8 gyms. You collect all 8 gym badges, and then you go battle the Elite Four, which are like the top 4 awesomest Pokemon trainers in that region. And then it used to be you would... you had to beat your rival after you beat the Elite Four, but in this game you don't have a rival, so it's well, I don't want to ruin it, but it's not a rival this time, guys, if you care about Pokemon at all.
I don't even know what that means, but
there's always like a person in the game who is one of the other people that like started out with you. It's just a character in the game. It's just a
computer game character.
Yeah, like, it's an NPC, non-playable character.
Okay.
Who catches up with you every so many towns in the game and is like, we're gonna fight!
Okay.
And you fight them, and you either win or lose, and they either cry or laugh. So, I don't know, it's fun, and this time around they made the game a lot easier because mobile games are such a huge thing now that people don't really invest a lot of time in gaming, especially portable gaming.
Right.
So leveling up was made a lot easier. The game in general is a lot easier, and now there's like a lot of stuff to do once you beat the game. There's certain things you can't do until you beat the game.
Did you already beat it?
Yes. It came out a week ago and I've already logged like 40 hours. It's awful and I hate myself for it.
Does that mean you caught all the Pokemon you can catch?
No. There's still a handful that I haven't, and there's a few that you can't catch until you beat the game. Like, there's Pokemon that are called legendaries, which there's only one of in the entire game, and you only get one opportunity to catch it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they never give you another opportunity.
No, so if you accidentally make it faint, you either have to, get out of your game and start from your last save point and try again, or you just have to suck it up and
never get that
one. Or you can get them through trade. Trading's, like, really ridiculously easy right now.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
You know, we live in the future. Everybody's got Wi-Fi. You can trade with, like, random people in, like, Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's blind trades. So
you don't know what you're getting?
Yeah. Unless somebody has in their title, like, I breed this is what you're getting.
You can breed them?
Yeah, there's a place called the Pokemon, there's a daycare center. And you can put in one or two of your Pokemon, and they will train them and level them up for you. And if two of them are of, like, a similar kind, they have to be of the same egg type. So that it has to be, like, two Pokemon that can fly, or two that are bugs, or two that are dragons. Does that make
completely different Pokemon, then?
No, it's, when they breed, it's whatever the mother is. Okay. So, there's that. Yeah, there's all kinds of, like, little extra things you can do that are outside of the storyline, but it's fun, it's entertaining. Mm.
And that's only on this Nintendo DS?
Yeah, all of the, like, the serious Pokemon, like the RPG games, the long, drawn-out, you know,
mm-hmm.
hours and hours, have always been on their portable systems. They started with the Game Boy in 1995, I believe. This is, like, I think the sixth generation. So, yeah, they do other things. They've released stuff on the system, like Pokemon Snap, which was fun. My brother had that, and I got to dick around with that with him for a while, and there was another one. There was some kind of, like, fighting one, too. I don't know. I did get
some Nintendo 64 other Pokemon game, but I don't think I've ever played it. It had a bunch of Pokeballs on the cover.
Nice.
I don't remember what it was called. Pokemon something.
But we have a big group on Facebook of people that play it. It's me. And then a whole bunch of dudes.
Like, people you know, or just...
Some of them. There's Jeff, and there's Bill, and there's Mike, so the three popular outcasts. Mm-hmm. There's some guys that are fans of the network, like Nathan Prell. And then there's a couple other people that are just friends, like Chris Rao, Nate Santichin. I'm looking at the Sammy Tucson board to be like, all right, who on here plays? No, not all those people. But yeah, it's fun, and they talk about trading stuff. John Smith plays. Mm. He's a fun dude. Did you get to see his Sully costume at all? Like, I know it was circulating around like the popular outcast stuff, but John Smith, big dude, goes to New York Comic Con every year. This year he went as... Sully from Monsters University.
Oh, wow.
And it was so awesome. Like, I think he just had, like, jeans, and then he had the green, like, fraternity shirt, and then he got, like, a blue and white Letterman jacket, and he made, like, a hat with the horns and got, like, fangs for his bottom jaw, and he grew out, like, a big, bushy neck beard that he...
spray painted blue.
But, not spray paint, well, like, yeah, the hair color stuff.
Yeah.
he did that blue, and it just, it's so awesome. If I can, if I can remember to do it, I'll throw that up in the blog post.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's fun.
Did that. That was fun. Jeff and I blew Mike and Bill's minds, and I want to talk about it so bad, but I can't because that episode's not going to air until like the beginning of November
at the on the Popular Outcast episode.
Yeah.
I heard something about some big something.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we're not recording.
Okay,
but I don't want to ruin the surprise for anyone who listens to like Popular Outcast and us. I don't want to steal their thunder, even though it's technically my thunder.
It's not that you're pregnant, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Man, if I was pregnant, that would be fucking surprising.
I just had a friend tell me like 2 days ago that she was pregnant.
Oh Jesus Christ!
No, they were trying so.
Oh, good. It's mm-hmm. always nice when it's intentional.
Yeah, it was. God. I mean, I kind of knew for a long time that they were kind of trying. Mm-hmm. And I had literally the day before she told me, said to my mom, I wonder when so-and-so is going to get pregnant again. Because she has like a 2-year-old.
Ah.
And I knew that they'd want another kid.
They're crazy people.
Yeah. Next day, told me.
Jesus
yeah,
God. They are crazy, but.
Yeah. It was always like funny but kind of insulting when people be like, oh, were you guys planning on getting pregnant? And we're like, well, not really. They're like, oh, so she was a mistake. It's like, no. We intentionally stopped using birth control, but we weren't actively, you know, fucking trying to get pregnant.
Right.
It just happened. Yeah.
People just assume.
Yeah, they assume that if you're not intentionally planning on a baby that it was a mistake. And
right.
No. It's not a fucking mistake. Oh, man. My nephew just turned one this week. He's aww. So damn adorable. They put him, like, in a little, like, this little nice dress outfit with, like, a bow tie and suspenders. Like,
do you have, like, a little duffer cap? Oh, my God. That's so cute when babies wear those.
He wore one to the wedding my brother went to when uh-huh. he was here. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
I love that.
But yeah, his my sister-in-law was going nuts, like collecting all the stuff because she wanted to have like this nerd birthday party for him. So she was collecting like, you know, fake colorful like thick frame glasses like from the dollar bin,
yeah,
and stuff. And
oh my gosh,
yeah, it's just gonna be like their family.
It was a party
there.
For them because oh, not yeah. like the baby's gonna remember.
Yeah, and she has a sister who was. Slightly unintentional, who's like 7, I want to say. So
wait, who has
my sister-in-law?
Oh, has a sister who's 7?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her parents are divorced and remarried, and I think
oh, okay.
it's her stepmom's
dad and
daughter,
stepmom.
Dad and stepmom's daughter. I don't know. She's super cute, and she stays with them, like, all the time, so they got lots of, like, kid practice before
oh,
little Edgar
cool.
came along.
Edgar, that's adorable.
Yeah. Edgar Arthur.
Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, he's great.
Does it get cuter?
Love that kid. I wish I could see him more.
Yeah, where are they? With California, right?
Yeah, Northern California. Soon, someday, Jeff and I will be on the West Coast, and then it's not going to be, like, you know, like a grand for plane tickets
yeah.
to go see them.
Oh, God.
Speaking ugh. Of Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that? Are you allowed to say where the new job is?
I don't know, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
But, yeah, he got a new job, which is a lot closer to his goal. He got a job in web design now. He's not doing shitty spam
yeah.
HTML emails for, like, Megabus and
yeah.
Harley Davidson dealerships.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
that's
for
great.
It's for a place that sells like lighting fixtures online, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. I mean, whatever. And it's a lot closer, and they're going to be moving closer first quarter next year.
Cool.
So he'll be driving like 15 minutes to work as opposed to like 45.
Yeah, and that I was listening to the Jeff Emotion where he was saying that. And does he listen to this podcast?
He does.
Okay. Jeff, I'll tell you now on the podcast, instead of doing it online, I would listen to 3 episodes a week if, because they're short. Just saying.
Yeah.
I would, because I like that show. It's going to be a bummer that he's not driving as far.
But I know.
It's definitely going to be better for mm-hmm. you guys.
Yeah, it's going to save a ton of money in gas and just like car maintenance.
Yep.
We're losing out on insurance for a little while, so we're going to be going a couple months without any kind of health insurance. But I think after like 60 days or 90 days, he's eligible for it. And then like beginning of the year, affordable healthcare kicks in anyway. Yeah. So we can
if you can actually get through to the website, which yeah, isn't we haven't very been able often. To. I got through the day before. It was September 20 or whatever the last day of September was, 30th. And they had a rate calculator,
mm-hmm.
like one that you could do, like punch in your income and blah, blah, blah. And it was ridiculous how cheap it was.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
Way, like, oh my God.
And the thing is, like, it's still really cheap, but, like, we're one of the states that isn't doing the Medicare expansion because our governor is an idiot
asshole.
Who thinks that gay people getting married is like incest.
I really wish we had a different governor.
Oh my God, me too. But, you know, what are you going to do? Voting's not till next November.
Yeah, but regardless, mm-hmm. it's going to be a good thing. I mean, it might not work real great, and I think that whoever did the website was a total and complete utter jackass and should be fired because
they should have known they'd be getting like a shit ton of traffic.
Yeah, it's that was a really huge mistake. And if they want the Republicans to to not think that they're incompetent fools, like that was just the dumbest thing they could have done. Well, they're doing this shit, but that doesn't work anyway.
States with the Medicare expansion have their own healthcare websites.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, there's not that many states that don't have the expansion, are there?
I think 26 voted not to.
Oh, okay.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah. Oh my God. When are we gonna learn?
Right? Oh man, I just saw like there's what was it? It's like one of the Scandinavian countries is like offering free college to like anyone regardless of nationality. Like you can just go there and go to college for free.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, is it one of those countries that doesn't let people from other countries like live there and stuff?
I don't know. I didn't read into it too much. I skim a lot of things because I'm like, this is a lot to read on an iPhone. But yeah, I want to say it's like Norway or Sweden, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like one of those places, like, that's cool, but man, that's fucking cold there.
I would totally live there.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
If I had the opportunity to, I'd totally live in, like, Iceland or something.
I don't know about if I would live in Iceland. I hate Bjork.
Bjork's okay. She does her own thing. She's crazy.
I'm
not a huge fan of her music.
Her music is terrible.
Yeah.
She's just...
I think as a person, she's conceptually cool.
She's weird. I mean, she's a freak. She, like, goes on these rages and, like, attacks people, and she's a fucking wacko. I don't know why I never liked her. I like Lady Gaga and her craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Bjork, I just... even though she was more my era, I just never liked Bjork.
Bjork is a mystery that's not meant to be understood.
Oh, my God. What was the show? I started watching a show called... Oh, shit. What is it now? Oh, Fangasm. On Sci-Fi, maybe?
Hmm.
It's about interns that are interning for Stan Lee's comic book convention. Kamikaze. Does that sound right? Is that the right one? Yeah.
I'm not huge into comic books.
I'm not either, but the show's hilarious. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
These people, the interns and the shit that they get to do is really cool. And after watching that cosplay show, that Heroes of Cosplay, like I love like watching that. I would love to go to a convention,
a
comic book convention or a convention, anything, especially like if they're doing cosplay.
Oh, that people do. Awesome. Any time that there's, like, any kind of, like, maybe superheroes involved.
Yeah.
Or anything, really. Poop. Okay. The person I asked to fill in for actually just got back to me. She's, I figured she's working tonight.
Uh-oh.
She's like, oh, sorry, stuck at work, just saw this. I'm like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, AJ'd rather sit at home and watch football, so.
Whatever. I thought about asking Tucci, but I don't have Tucci's number.
Oh.
Plus, he, like, never checks Facebook anymore.
No, he's not on too much. He's too busy with his Simpsons game.
Oh, Jesus. You guys in your Simpsons game?
I haven't touched it today. I haven't even checked it today.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I've gotten slowly just kind of, well, I'll check it once today.
It's like, what more can you do for now?
I got all the Treehouse of Horror items like within the first week because I was playing it obsessively for about a week, and then I got everything. I accidentally spent, if you've never played the game, donuts are the currency that you get, like, the premium items with.
Go figure.
Those donuts you buy with real money. But if you play the game, like, you get donuts slowly along the game for just doing little shit. And I had gotten, like, 70-some donuts.
Oh, shit.
Never spent a dollar. I've never spent any money on this game. But if you want to, like, your buildings and shit create money, and if you want to speed up the process, you can spend donuts to speed it up. So I'm playing on my iPod and accidentally tapped too many times on a building because my iPod kind of skipped, like it got stuck a little, and I tapped a couple times and it ended up spending 24 fucking donuts to re-up an apartment building that I have that I only got like $500 off of. I almost felt sick to my stomach, and I'm like, okay, this is fucking ridiculous.
I gotta stop this.
Like, I'm getting sick to my stomach because I spent donuts on something.
Fake currency.
Yeah, I was trying to save up to buy these cemeteries, and I accidentally spent all this money, and then I was furious about it for about 2 hours, and I was like, all right, this is not worth getting mad about. I'm just not going to play it so much anymore. I think it's time to step away from the Simpsons game. So, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. It made me nauseous. I can't believe it did this. Why do they fucking do this? Oh, well. But as far as, I think, I was going to talk about other new shows I was watching. There's some new sci-fi show that I started watching, and now I can't even remember what it was. I watched a pilot. What the hell was it? Oh, there's a Sleepy Hollow. There's a show called Sleepy Hollow on now.
I'm wondering how that is.
I watched the first. I've watched it. It's cheesy, but I can watch it. It's Ichabod Crane is this guy who he was a soldier back 200 years ago, and he killed this soldier who was, or what the hell do they call him? I don't remember what they call him. He killed this guy. He beheaded this guy.
Sure.
And it ended up being the Headless Horseman, and some spell. Ichabod's wife was a witch, and she cast a spell on him that if the soldier was ever brought back to life, then Ichabod would come back to life to kill him.
That is ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It is, like, it's a pretty dumb premise. I just watch it because, I don't know, it's whatever. And then there's another show, The Tomorrow People, that's on now. That's a lot like that movie Jumper, where these people can kind of like jump from place to place. They're telepathic, they can teleport, and they have telekinesis. And there's
crazy,
like, this big corporation who is out to kill all of these Tomorrow People or contain
them. So it's the X-Men?
Kind of. It's I don't know. I only watched one episode of that so far. But there's a lot of, it's like a lot of these weird kind of sci-fi spooky shows coming out. I saw there's a show called Dracula starting soon. There's Grimm. I like that. That's starting on Halloween. Supernatural.
Yeah, I need to watch this week's episode. I haven't done it yet. Like, we obtain episodes through various means because we do not have cable in our home. And we have the episode waiting, but we got distracted.
Can't you get it from just CW.com on the internet?
Probably, but then you have to, like, live stream it, and there's commercials and shit. Yeah. Who has time for commercials?
Who has time for that shit?
I'm not paying money, so I don't have to watch commercials. But we got distracted because I finally finished The Hobbit, and I started reading the Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Mm-hmm.
Are you liking it?
It's all right. It's, wow, my... Was that my phone or Bill's? That was Bill's computer. Huh. That was loud. It's a little slow. I'm only two chapters in, which is like 80 pages. I'm like, oh god, this is ridiculous. I hope the book picks up soon.
Yeah,
it's not that like I'm bored or anything, but things tend to be a little drawn out in the world of Tolkien.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed those books.
The movie's moving much faster. Like 20 minutes into the movie, it's already further than I am in the book.
The movie has to move fast. There's
And we're watching like the extended versions, which
I've never seen those.
For the Fellowship of the Ring, it's only an extra like half hour. Mm. But I think for Two Towers and Return of the King, I think it's like an extra hour or two.
Wow.
Yeah. Peter Jackson just got fucking crazy towards the end there.
Well, he was a fan.
Yeah, yeah. And
I can't wait for the next Hobbit.
Oh my god, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I finished reading that, and I was like, oh, I want to see it now. I want to see it now. But it's not going to be finished until next year.
Oh, wait, I thought the next part was coming out.
Yeah, but he's doing a trilogy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought
so,
you meant.
Yeah, it's not going to be finished until 2014.
I don't know what's taking them so long with the Hunger Games movies.
I have never read the Hunger Games, and I didn't see the first one, so...
I think you should read those books.
I'm not going to say I don't care, but as of this moment,
they're
don't care.
Really good.
I've really heard.
They are. They're not anything... It's nothing supernatural or anything, like...
Yeah, it's just,
totally
like,
absurd
some
at all.
Dystopian future
kind of thing. It's pretty cool, though. I liked it a lot.
I'm sure
not
I'll
that that's
enjoy
any
it,
judge
but...
of anything, but, yeah. I really enjoyed that. My brother just called me the other day and asked me if I was reading, if I have read the Song of Fire and Ice, the Game of Thrones books.
That's and next on my agenda.
I was like, I have the first three books, but I've had them for like over a year. I have not been able to start them yet because I started one book and there were so many names just in the first.
Oh, yeah, I've heard like, you have to, like, beginning. Draw out your own family tree
to
be able to follow the book.
I told him, I said to my brother, I'm like, I think, like, when I start it, I'm going to get a notebook and actually just write down the names of everybody that I encounter and, like, the towns. And
do those things our English teachers always told us to do, and we were like, that's worthless. I'm not going to, like, write while I'm reading.
Well, you know, normally I wouldn't because I read pretty fast. I mean... Actually, I started reading Dexter's Final Cut this morning, and I think I'm on page like 300. I didn't want to cover.
I wasn't aware that there were Dexter books.
Are you serious?
Oh my god!
These books are so good. They are not. They do not follow the show at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like reading a completely different series with the same characters. Like, the same people, the characters are all the same. Mm-hmm. Like, Deb's got the same mannerisms. Dexter's the same.
I've never seen the show. So.
Oh, are you serious? When are you guys going to see it?
I have heard it was really good, but I didn't want to pull the same thing I did with Supernatural and then, like, shotgun.
Well, they're done now. So.
I know.
Yeah, they're done now. So at the end of this, or next summer, when the last season probably will come out on DVD, that'll be the time. I think they're on Netflix. I'm fairly certain.
It used to be, I know. Yeah. It probably still is. I have no idea.
It definitely will be back when the last season comes out.
God, why can't I think of the name of the goddamn show?
Yeah, the books. Oh my god, the books are so good. And if you read the books, you don't even have to wait till the show to read the books because they're nothing like each other at all.
It's reminding me of another series, and I can't... Oh my god, why can't I think of...
What's it about?
It's a guy. I know his name is Harry.
There's a Harry in the Dexter books, but
he has magical powers. He has a hockey stick. he has like a supernatural guardian that lives in a skull. Fuck, why can't I think of the show? It only ran for like one season, but I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was also a series of books, but like apparently the books are like nothing like it.
Huh.
Harry.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, God, why can't I think of it? It's going to come to me like when we're done recording or like in the middle of the night or something.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's, yeah, it's, I don't know. I'll come back to it if I remember it. Fuck.
But yeah, the Dexter books are really good. And I think this one, I thought this one was supposed to be the last book, but the way it's shaping up to end, I don't know that I would be very happy if it ends like this. Mm. Just like I wasn't really super happy with the way the show ended, but who am I?
Yeah.
My opinion doesn't matter. Revolution's another show that I really enjoy that just started back up.
I don't think I've heard of that. I live in a
Billy Burke's in it. Chadda Swan.
Oh God, Team Mustache Dad.
He doesn't have a mustache in this. And he's a total badass and he kills fucking everybody.
I don't know if I'm comfortable seeing him without a mustache.
I think he's pretty good looking, actually.
Fair enough.
He beats the crap out of everybody. It's a really cool show. This is the second season. First season, basically what happens is all the power goes out in the world. And then the ensuing, all the shit that happens because of it. And it gets pretty crazy. This season's shaping up very crazy.
The Dresden Files.
Okay. I have no idea what that
is. Okay. Sorry. Dresden Files. Yes. So yeah, there's that. I like science.
That was a show.
Television. Yeah, it only ran for like one season, but apparently like it's based off of a book series, but not really.
Okay.
Like none of the books are actual shows or vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it. I'll probably end up reading some of the books at some point in time. I think Jeff's brother has read at least one of them.
Hmm.
I'm excited for him to come home for Christmas break because he turned 21.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get drunk with Isaac. It's going to be awesome.
Is there something, like, odd about that?
He's a really good, like, straight-laced kid. Has I don't know if he's drank since he turned 21, because, like, he's up at college and whatnot, but he definitely didn't drink, like, before his birthday, like, ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a real good kid. He's real serious about school and stuff.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Not that I'm aware of.
Take him to the strip club.
That's a terrible idea. Poor Ike would probably be terrified.
I only say this because I had a really good experience at the strip club with a guy who was for his first time last week.
Where did you guys end up going?
A couple friends of mine decided to take our coworker for his 25th birthday to see strippers because he'd never seen strippers before. And the strip club we wanted to go to was closed, so we ended up at a place in Williamsport, more technically Montoursville. I'm not going to name drop because I'm going to talk shit about the club right now. I'll tell you what the name of it was after the podcast.
I was not aware that there was a gentleman's club.
I wasn't either. It's definitely nothing to speak of. It was the few clubs I've been in. There's one out in State College that's a very large, like really nice strip
club. I've heard good things about
the end zone.
I think, we talked about that a little bit on the episode.
You know, big stages, lit up stages, and all this crap. Even the shifty strip club that used to be in Lewisburg back when I was 20.
Oh, God. What was that? Like Toppers or?
Skips.
Skips. That's what it was.
That one was classy compared to this place we went to last week. And that was the dump. So you go in and the first thing I notice is the ceiling's really low. It's really dark. It just looks like everything was haphazardly nailed together. I don't know. It just seemed like a falling apart kind of place.
Were you ever at the old Wild J's?
No.
The big building that was Ginger's Cabaret at one time?
I was in that place back when it used to be a club where bands played. Charmers? That was where Charmers was. That might have been a different building.
Maybe Port Treverton.
Yeah, it was in Port Treverton on the right. I don't know if that was what, if it turned to, I don't know. No, I've never been to any club down on the strip yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so you walk in and there's like a bar area, but it's a BYOB, so you have to leave your beer like in another room, and then you pay $1 for a cup, and then you just go back and fill your cup whenever you want to.
Now, do you have to keep your drink back there then?
You can have your plastic red Solo cup with you out in the store, but you have to you have to go back and refill it whenever you need more. You fill it yourself from your own beer or whatever the hell you brought. Girls got in for free, which was cool. Most strip clubs do that. It was $10 for the guys, and there's like a little bar area, and the dancers are behind the bar when they're not out dancing. The quote-unquote dance floor stage was nothing more than a pole in the middle of a room, and there was a square of tables set up around the pole, just like regular old formica top like
it tables. Wasn't elevated there no. wasn't
it oh, was the pole the stage
that is bad news
stage pole was just on the floor, just with a tile, like not even nice tile, you know, like crappy tile floor. And then the tables were set up in a square around
the
pole.
What's to stop people from moving the tables?
Well, they were... Well, I don't know. I guess if you tried to, the bouncer would probably say something.
Probably.
But there was only like three other people in there besides us.
Go figure.
Yeah. It was a Wednesday night too, so it was... Yeah. And let me just say, they had four girls working and they weren't the money-making gals.
A Wednesday night, yeah. You know.
So... They weren't terrible. None of them had bad bodies. They weren't like models, but they were, you know,
one average girls.
Yeah. And the one girl was about, she looked about 50.
Did you say 50?
50, yeah. Okay. No, not 15. Well, one girl did look 15. Well, I have a story about her, though, real quick. But the 50-year-old, she had a great body, but when you looked at her closely, like her skin just looked like old and kind of loose, and it was really tan, so it was kind of like weird, but you could see muscle tone. I'm like, damn, she's got a great body. And then you look at her boobs, and they were huge real boobs, but she was like 50, so they were like really 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 low. Like practically down to her waist.
I mean,
which is real, and I think that's great. They looked like great boobs 20 years ago when she was probably a really awesome stripper. But she was kind of a bitch. She didn't look at anybody. But anyway, these tables set up.
Right.
The girls would just come around and crawl up on the table. And then if you had a dollar, they would make you push your chair, like scoot your chair back. And then they would like come over the table and like sit on your lap or put their boobs in your face.
Oh, there's something not right about this place.
They're just on tables. You know, you got your beer, you got your wallet, and they just like shove the stuff out of the way.
This seems like one of those places where you can negotiate services with the dancers.
Yeah, probably. I have heard some things about some people that I know dating / at least sleeping with most of the strippers that work there.
Awesome.
But yeah, this 50-year-old lady, she was probably the pro, but she was, you know, not nice. The other girls would like sit and talk to you, and it was really kind of odd because they're sitting there talking to you, having a total conversation while they're kneeling on the table in front of you And then they'd be talking and then just randomly grab their boobs and shake them a little. Like their boss was watching them and they had to do something. You know what I mean? Like that's the feeling I got. I'm like, okay.
God, but yeah,
the one little tiny cute girl walks up and she walks over to me and first thing out of her mouth, "You look really familiar.
Uh-oh.
I think I know you. Where do you live?" And I tell her, "Well, that," and I was like, "Why do you?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's where I live." And she's, and then I said,
"Oh
well,
God, is she like your neighbor?"
Well, I was like, "I no." Well, I said Sunbury.
Okay.
She goes. I said, "I used to work at the pet store," and she's like, "Yeah." And she's still looking at me kind of weird, and then she goes, "Do you know AJ?" And I was like, "What the fuck?
What do you mean? Do I know him?"
And I was like, "Yeah, he's my husband." And she's like, "Yeah, I saw your wedding pictures. That's how I recognize you."
What?
And apparently, she used to work at the Shortstop next to Totem, and had she knew AJ because AJ goes over the Shortstop like 3 times yeah. a day, and he had told her like a while ago that he got married in a toga, and she didn't believe him, and he showed her our wedding pictures.
The first thing that came to mind when you said she used to work at the Shortstop was Heather.
No.
I was like, okay, sure.
No, I think Heather still works for Shortstop at a different one.
She was nice. I liked her.
Oh, I liked her a lot. No, yeah, it was just, I'm like, I'm 45, at least 45 minutes away from my house, and I have people just like, "Do you know AJ?"
Like, God damn it.
I can't get away from him anywhere. Not that I want to. I just thought it was funny. So then she was kind of all uncomfortable, like, she didn't want to do anything, you know what I mean? So I just, like, threw her a bunch of money, because I was like, "Oh, you're cute. You got a great butt. There you go. Have some money."
Yeah.
But yeah, we left pretty quick. There was 4 girls, and it was just...
Yeah. It's like, well, we've seen each of them once.
Yep.
Time to go.
The one girl. Because it was Dan's birthday. We told her that it was his birthday, so she pushed his chair back, you know, crawls over the table, puts her head in his lap, and then flips her legs up so her ass was in his face. And then she started doing that, like, butt, kind of butt clap thing, like... I guess, twerking or whatever the fuck
God,
that is. That's... Like, right on his face. And he was so uncomfortable. It was so funny. It was a really fun time just watching him. And he was talking to him, and he was getting all... They were asking him, like, what he did, and he's like, "I work construction."
Oh, God.
Even though he's a cook at the freaking... He's a cook at the Roadhouse on the weekends.
That kid.
One of them.
Because
You might have met him.
You
probably did. He was the original cook, and then we got a couple more. But he does work construction, kind of, during the week. But it was just funny the way he was saying it, and it was funny.
Oh, jeez.
It was a good time. But I definitely do want to check out the new Wild J's / Riverside Cabaret.
I don't know about that, man. I'm leery of places that are open 24 hours a day.
They can't be open 24 hours a day. They're closed Monday through Wednesday.
Well, the days that they are open, they're open like 24 hours.
So they are open 24 hours during those
Wild
days?
Wild J's was, since it changed name / ownership, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I'm just like,
I think that place is full nude, too, and I'm kind of scared about that. Because this place, none of these girls got fully nude. Thankfully. God damn.
Yeah, just said about like the girls just like having conversation and then like shaking their face. Remind me the last time like we went to the strip club, there was this girl, she was really nice. I actually enjoyed her company. She was a nice girl. She was talking to me just like we were friends. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't ask for like a private dance or anything. She was just really cool, and she took off her shoes. She's like, "Oh, I've been off for 3 weeks. I feel like such an old lady now." She's like, "I can't wear these shoes." And then, you know, she like bends over and backs up into my face. And I'm just like, "Oh, yes."
Oh, lovely. I like going to the strip club because I don't have a problem with strippers, like, no. at all. And I like going. I enjoy
it's looking at them. It's a respectable profession because I, for one, I would not be comfortable enough to do
that. No, I would never. I couldn't. But I think that it's cool that, that girls can do it and, mm-hmm. and be totally fine with it. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to support that and be like, hey, this is great, but I don't want to be, like, creepy and be, like, you know, like, ogling shit.
Yeah.
No, it's, I don't know. I just feel weird. I think I feel weirder because I'm not a lesbian and I'm not, like, sexually attracted to it. So, I'm
yeah,
like,
okay.
I appreciate
you. You look at it like it's a, like she's a painting. Like,
right.
Yes, I appreciate your form. I will give you $1.
Right. Or $5 if she's awesome, you know? But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I like it. I like going to a strip club.
But I'm not. It's a good time, you know? Yeah.
These I just like going with for like if I'm with guys, I think it's more fun to like watch their reactions.
Oh, seriously. It was so cute when we went. Jeff and I were still engaged at the time, and the stripper, like some of the strippers found out and they're like, is it okay? Like, are you okay if we touch them? I'm like, go for it. And then they're just like, wah, face in the chest. And I'm just like, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, this one stripper was like licking Dan's nipple and shit. Like, licking.
Whoa.
Him all. Yeah, like all, like pulled his shirt up and was like licking all over him. And he was like just standing there and I'm watching his face. That was so funny.
Is that okay?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Is that
allowed?
It was okay for a male stripper to shove my hand down his pants.
Oh God, seriously. Went to an amateur night once.
Oh. Amateur girls?
No.
Oh, where?
Oh, it was at Wild J's. Oh my God, it was like 8 years ago. They had a male amateur night and they only had five dudes, and the guy that went last clearly had done this shit before. Mm. Like, he was amazing. He won the contest.
Right.
He had a bunch of like portrait tattoos and they were all like really good.
Oh wow. He must not have been from around here.
I don't think so. No. He had a big old feather boa and like faux snakeskin leather pants and like those giant like 2 foot wide sunglasses.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious. He was all like into it and like having fun and dancing around. And then there was like the one guy, he was just probably old enough to be my dad. He was way drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And just like getting all up in our faces and like caressing our faces.
Oh,
and I'm
God,
just like,
no.
Dude, back the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, ew, no.
Do I'm... not want. And they didn't have to get fully nude. Some of them did, some of them didn't.
Fully nude? Oh, I've never actually like seen any kind of fully nude male.
Oh yeah. Strip yeah.
Ew,
Wild J's is a they're not a dry bar and they're not BYOB. They have a keg that if you're 21 you can pay.
Drink for free, right? Pay $20 to get in and
yeah.
drink. That's the way it is at the End Zone.
Yeah. So yeah, they're a full nude club, and the guys had the option to get nude or not.
I've never experienced any kind of full nude guy. I don't think I would want to.
It was awkward.
Yeah, like that. Not that I don't think that males naked are attractive, but mm-hmm. I don't want to see shit flopping around like that. Keep it on a fucking G-string or something. I mean, like
yeah, I think that's a little
really
more attractive.
Yeah, I mean. Sure, I can look at their butts and all that crap, but I don't think that.
Yeah,
and you can like if they're dancing or doing something, like I don't want to see shit dangling.
There was one guy. He was I don't know if he was a former Marine or if he was still a Marine. He was so muscular. I think he was one of the ones that got full nude. He like got all the way up on the pole and did the like stretch out to the side and like held himself up. It was ridiculous.
That's crazy. Somebody, the one girl that we took Dan to mm-hmm. go to the strip club, she was telling me that she saw a girl stripper do that before.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like,
I don't see too many chick strippers that can do that.
You have such awesome upper body strength, and I am envious.
Yeah, heck yeah, I'm envious of any like girls that can do like really good tricks on a stripper pole.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a thing that comes with time too.
Yeah, but.
The one time I went, like, I went with two of my friends, and they went there frequently. They went, like, once a month, and they knew a lot of the girls. Mm. The one girl they had gone to high school with, and she was all cool. And whatnot. And like all of the girls are like, we're having an amateur night next week, you should come. I was like, no.
Thanks.
No, I shouldn't. And every, like all the girls and my friends are like, no, you should do it, you should do it. I'm like, you're not seeing me naked, back the fuck up. Perverts.
Ah. I wish I had the balls to do it, but never.
Seriously. Yeah, no. No.
And I'm definitely way too old now. I looked at that older lady that was stripping and I'm like,
I don't want to be that.
No.
Yeah, but no. you don't super tan, so.
No, that doesn't matter. I still got cellulite.
Oh, who doesn't?
And my boobs definitely are not. No. If I had fake boobs, maybe.
Yeah. I will probably be looking into a mommy makeover sometime in the future.
Yeah.
And it's partially for vanity reasons and partially because loose, stretched out skin doesn't tattoo well.
Mm, you're right. It does so not.
Get that shit tightened up so I can get a needle shoved into it.
Yeah.
But Tucci was telling me he pierced a lady who got a tummy tuck, but like her skin was too tight, and he's like, that's gonna migrate out like super fast. Wow.
Well, my friend got a tummy tuck and hers wasn't, they didn't do it
too
tight.
I think this woman's probably a rare exception. She's like, I don't care, I'm going to the beach next week, I just want to have it like while I'm at the beach, I don't care if it grows out or I can't keep it. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Vain.
Seriously.
Wait, why are you getting pierced right before you go to the beach? You're not supposed to go in the freaking ocean and shit.
Right? It's like, yeah, it's salt water, but it's dirty salt water. Yeah, it's
disgusting. Ugh. Sewer salt water.
Well, if you're on the northern Atlantic coast anyway.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, I was going to say something and I totally forgot.
I don't know. I should not have poured so much rum into my cup if we're only recording one episode. Whew. Might have to eat a few more crackers.
Yeah, there's plenty there. Shit. I swear there's all this shit running through my head while we're talking about stuff to say.
Well, going back to the strippers, funny thing is, you know, you said you saw a girl that you know.
Well, I didn't know her, she knew me.
Well, you knew of.
Yeah.
When I went with my two friends, there was a girl working there, and I'm like, I think I know that girl. And she came up and we were at the end of the stage, so the girls were like fully nude by this time.
Yeah.
Just, you know, shoving dollars into their garters or in their shoes. Which, by the way, I saw this awesome pair of shoes when we were at a porn store in Connecticut that, you know, the strippers were like the giant fucking platform shoes.
They're hollow, like, where you can stick the money in.
Yes. Yes. I was like, that's amazing. Shoes are awesome.
Yeah, they are cool.
But no, this girl came up, she's like, did you go to Milton? I was like, yes, I did. She's like, I thought so. She didn't come to our side of the stage the rest of the night.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
She didn't want you judging her.
She probably felt... Not like
you
felt,
can't see her from across the room.
She probably felt really weird, though, which I totally respect, because, like, I've been there, and I've seen, like, not at the stage, but just, like, were you ever at Sally's?
Mm-hmm.
Like the elevated part, you go up the stairs and there's like tables and shit. I saw dudes I knew that I went to high school with like at the tables, and I'm like, there's no one stripping here.
Yeah, no. That place is too local.
Was
too local. I'm really bummed that they're closed.
I know. I wonder why.
I don't know. I do not know.
I've heard decent things about the cabin, that place in Duncannon.
Yeah, that was another place that, well, I thought somebody was just telling me that the strippers there were really shifty, too.
Bill was just there for a bachelor party.
Oh, that was...
He said the girls were pretty average. Not exceptional, but not gross.
Right. But there's a couple places down there. And I did bring that up, too, but I guess Montorzo was closer.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, you go down to Duncannon, that's almost an hour.
Yeah, it's a little drive. And plus the drive. Well, it was still kind of not... I mean, the Montoursville was right in Williamsport. So, I mean, it was...
I need to research into this place. Decent way. I mean, I'm probably not...
Do you know where the Motel 8 is?
Yes.
It's pretty much right there.
Ooh.
It's right across one of the, like, this back street Ugh. It's right there. It's a Ugh. Dump. A dump.
So it's like, it's really close to the airport, too?
Yeah, it must be, because it's literally right by Motel 8. You can see Motel 8.
That is...
I forgot the best part. The women's bathroom, the door didn't close. It didn't fit in the door frame. There was a slide lock on it, but you couldn't close it because the door was too big to close. So, and then I walked into the bathroom, and you kind of like walk back a little hallway, and then there's a room, and there's no stall. It's just one toilet in a room with a sink, and it's like up on a platform, and there's like I was saying, like boards nailed all over, like they just built this fucking bathroom on. It was so terrible.
Oh God.
So I had to have Amy come to the bathroom with me and hold the door closed, so like nobody just
guard the door while
pop
I pee,
the door
please.
Open, you know, like, I mean, it was fucking
God. Sounds terrifying.
It was very shifty. And the three guys that were there were like creepos. Creepos.
Well, you have a few of those at strip clubs usually. The guys that aren't there for the entertainment, they're just there to like ogle and be weird.
Yeah, it was funny because you could tell like the guys that were there had their favorite strippers because they'd go over and just hang out at the bar and just stand there and talk to them. And the girls would flirt with them. Because
they like money.
Yeah. But I mean, I just don't know how they could make all that much money with like six people there, giving them maybe $5 per
day.
On
dance. A weeknight, I'm sure, but maybe on the weekends maybe. They do better.
But I think they have like probably six or seven girls working on the weekends. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, strippers. But I probably won't be going back there anytime soon.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I enjoy the art of stripping. I went to see when I was in college. My friend and I got tickets to see the Suicide Girls burlesque tour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. I think they're doing one again this year.
They are. I've been seeing it all over Facebook.
I'd love to go see it again. Yeah. Now that I'm 21, can, like, go down and be near the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely go see something like that.
I have a lot of respect for the ladies that can take it off and shake it, because I am not one of those ladies.
Nope. No. Me either. And yeah, I don't look down on any of them. I think
that's
great.
I think it's a pretty respectable thing. Like, you have that much confidence in your body. Like, oh my God, I worked with a girl at the theater who had such a low opinion of strippers because she thought, like, they all did drugs because there's no way anybody could take off their clothes in front of people like that and not be on something. I'm like, no, some people are just really, like...
confident.
Yeah, and have like high self-esteem and aren't ashamed of their bodies at all. She's like, well, I'm not ashamed of my body and I couldn't do that in front of other people. I'm like, then you have some sort of shame lingering somewhere.
Yeah. AJ says that all strippers have like
daddy issues.
Yeah, daddy issues or like some creepy uncle in their closet, you know. But
some do, some don't.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, I don't know why they would have to be traumatized in their youth to want to be able to do that. If they're making a lot of freaking money doing it, like, why not?
Seriously.
Why not? I mean, yes. I mean, and AJ was saying, like, he looks at it from a guy's point of view. Like, a guy isn't going to look at strippers and, like, talk about how much he respects that girl. You know what I mean? Like, they go, and the way that guys view strippers...
Again, I'm
going to
say some do, some don't.
Right. But the way most guys view strippers is they're just pieces of meat. They treat them like shit. They blah, 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 you know? And that's what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And that one girl that recognized me up there, she even said that. She said, some guys are just rude to her. Some guys tell me that I don't have to do this. I could get a real job. And she said, if you can find me another job where I make as much money as I make here, then I'll fucking quit. But
one of the strippers
then,
I saw, she was a legal secretary by day.
Yeah.
Like, so she was making decent money. She just, I'm guessing she just did this for fun.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some, I mean, for some women, there's probably like a power thing too.
Yeah.
Power over men.
It's like, I am owning my body. I am owning my sexuality. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all.
Yep. I think that there are a lot of strippers that do have creepy uncles in their closets. But
I know a girl I went to high school with. Her. We were very good friends growing up. And not long after we graduated, she had no plans for college. I don't know why, because she was so fucking smart.
Yeah.
But she did an amateur night and ended up getting a job at Ginger's Cabaret, which then turned to Wild J's, and then she left for Mustang Sally's for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bounced around to, like, various strip joints, and, yeah, she was one of the girls that had the daddy issues. Yeah. She was raised single parent because her mom died of brain cancer when she was a child.
Oh.
Yeah, and her dad was neglectful, abusive, like... I'm not looking down on smoking pot, because smoking pot, whatever, but he smoked pot a lot in the house, like, while she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
Yeah.
So, yeah, she had daddy issues, but not all strippers do.
No.
Not all strippers do drugs.
No.
They're people, too.
I don't think I've ever been at a strip joint where I felt that any of the strippers looked like they were on drugs.
No. And usually,
usually tell when a stripper's.
I'm gonna go with, like, the management isn't gonna put up with that shit, too.
No, I wouldn't think. Unless it's a real shithole.
Yeah. The worst I've seen was, like, a girl who clearly, like, just had a kid via C-section.
Oh.
She was wearing a wig and she wouldn't make any kind of eye contact. Or talk to the guys. And I'm like, honey, why are you here?
Why are you doing this?
Go home to your baby.
Oh, God. That sucks, because she probably... That's the kind of woman that probably feels like she can't do anything else.
Yeah.
And that sucks. So there are definitely extenuating circumstances.
One of the guys I went with was all about her. She was his favorite of the night. Cause
really?
He's into messed up girls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Why are there guys out there that, like... are really, really into messed up girls?
Different strokes.
that's how the guy lives upstairs, how he used to be.
Yeah.
Before he met a normal woman.
Yeah. Well, that was unexpected. We talked about strippers for like half an hour.
Hey, we had to come up with some kind of topic.
Seriously, and it's something we know and we could talk about.
Yeah. Strippers, yo. So if you're a stripper and you listen to us, feel free to tell us your story.
Yeah.
And, do you have daddy issues?
Tell us where you work. We'll come and we'll give you as much money as we can.
Yeah. Yep. We are very supportive of your profession.
I am supportive of any kind of people in the adult industry as long as they are willingly there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us your picture.
No. Yeah.
We want to see you naked. No, not really.
No, it's fine. But yeah. Yeah, like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Send us an email. We're girls on girls everywhere. We don't have Twitter. Sorry, but not really.
I can't do that.
No.
I
barely keep up with the Facebook. I'm really sorry, listeners, because I'm like the person who primarily keeps up with the Facebook, and I've been such a bad little slacker lately. I apologize to like all five of you that say anything.
We have a couple commenters.
We do, and I feel really bad. I don't know.
I usually respond. I'll usually type something back. But
I just now found out that I can respond as myself and not as the Girls on Girls page, and I'm like, why didn't I know this before?
Yeah, sometimes I can and sometimes I don't. I think it just depends on what I sign on. Like, I think my phone automatically sends it to Girls on Girls.
It does. You have to do it like on a
on
a desktop or a laptop
or
not mobile phone,
but whatever.
But yeah, that's been episode 21. TVs, movies,
and strippers
and babies. We like babies. As long as
you like babies. Just kidding.
Kids are great. I loved having my nephew in my house because he wasn't mine. I could play with him and be like, here you go, I'm done.
Babies are all right. I think I kind of have a little bit of a maternal instinct, but it's more like towards animals.
Yeah.
When I see babies, they're cute and stuff, but I don't really get that whole, I wish I had one.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Everybody's different.
But they're all right.
So Facebook, blog page, if you shop on Amazon, click the purple Amazon banner, clear those cookies.
That's important. Do that for us, because that would be really cool.
Some shopping. So yeah.
Yeah. We miss Ashley.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll be here next episode. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, Mama Dyer is doing fine and good. Dandy by that time. So
keep our fingers crossed for you, Mama Dyer.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
All right. Bye.